You're listening to Thumb Broadcasting, where we have your news updates every hour. If you ever miss a news update, you can head on over to thumbnet.net. Read along with the full articles there. Listen to every hour news update there and download our app. Take us with you anywhere around the world. This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. By Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Bay Counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Thumb Slayer, the talk of the thumb. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Slayer is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. With yesterday's soft opening a success, setting the stage for today's eagerly anticipated grand opening of Kentucky Fried Chicken. With everything running smoothly and a line stretching out to the road, Bad Axe residents are clearly thrilled for the return of the finger-licking good chicken. Bad Axe residents have long awaited the arrival of KFC, and their excitement is palpable as the grand opening festivities begin. Following approval by the Bad Axe Planning Commission, the site, once home to Pepper's Mexican Restaurant and Burger King, has undergone transformative redevelopment by K.A. Mills, a re-owned name in commercial construction. Now, as the grand opening day has finally arrived, the new KFC is poised to open its doors, bringing in about 20 to 25 new jobs and an exciting employment opportunities for local residents. Get ready to savor the flavor and join in the celebration as Bad Axe welcomes back the iconic taste of KFC. Stay tuned for more updates here on Thumb Broadcasting. And the Marlette City Council will host a public hearing at 6 p.m. on Monday, June 3rd. The hearing, which will be at City Hall in Marlette, is regarding the proposed 2024-25 budget. A copy of the proposed budget is available for viewing by the public at City Hall. Following the hearing, the council is expected to adopt the budget and to set the millage rates that will be levied to support the budget throughout the next fiscal year. On the matter of finances, the council is exploring the possibility of allowing marijuana businesses, which, if approved, the funds generated by allowing them would bring significant revenue to the city. It is speculated that allowing the development of two grow centers and two distribution dispensaries could generate more than $400,000 a year in additional revenue. The next step in the proposal to allow those businesses is having the Planning Commission develop a proposed ordinance and guidelines. Once that is done, it will go to the council to review. The next council meeting is at 6 p.m. on June 3rd there at the Marlette City Hall. And as the trend of short-term rental grows, so does the need for regulation. Port Sanilac Village Council has approved an amendment recommending the Planning Commission set guidelines for short-term rentals within the village. The ordinance specifies that short-term rental properties like Airbnbs are capped at 10% of total village homes. This aims to balance the practice of short-term rentals while protecting residents' rights. Short-term rentals are often utilized as vacation spots. Existing rental properties are grandfathered in under the new rules. Owners must pay a $200 registration fee and a $50 annual renewal fee. Additional regulations include proximity to the village and limits on neighboring vacation rentals. For more details, you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net or visit portsanilac.net for a copy of the zoning ordinance and map. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Life's about the choices we make. What to wear, what to eat, what to do in a day. It can be fun, but what if we pick the wrong choice? At Thumb Cellular, the only wrong choice is not to make one. Right now, Thumb Cellular has three great deals to choose from, and all are winners. You can choose to double your device trade-in value, choose AppleCare Plus protection for half price, or choose a free accessory for your brand new smartphone. Whichever you pick is money saved in your pocket. Plus, anyone switching to Thumb Cellular or adding a line will get a bonus month of free service. The choice is easy. Choose Thumb Cellular and save. Terms and conditions apply. Ask a customer care rep for full details. Maximum trade-in credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end June 30th, 2024.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting for more news. During National Police Week, which runs this week until Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service. Let's thank our Uniformed Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are some simple ways to show appreciation. You can email your local department or sheriff's office or the state police branch. You can send a text message to an officer or their family. You can call your local radio station to acknowledge law enforcement's dedication. Consider providing a meal, maybe. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Express gratitude directly during errands. And maybe just drop off a gesture of appreciation at the station. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our communities safe. And on May 11th at approximately 4:01 p.m., a collision occurred at the intersection of Unionville and Kilmana Roads, resulting in significant vehicle damage and minor injuries to both drivers involved. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 38-year-old man from Pigeon was driving a 2013 Ford F-150 westbound on Kilmana Road. As he approached the stop sign at Unionville Road, he failed to see a southbound 2012 Chevy Impala driven by a 78-year-old Sebring resident. The Ford pulled out into the intersection, leading to a collision with the Impala. The impact caused the Ford to spin around and come to a stop. The Chevy Impala coasted into a ditch before stopping. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage from the crash. The driver of the Ford F-150, who initially reported no pain, was transported to Shore Hospital by Shore Ambulance for a precautionary checkup. The driver of the Chevy Impala experienced minor chest pain and was also taken to Shore Hospital, transported by Sebring Ambulance. The Sebring Fire Department assisted at the scene, ensuring safety and aiding in the response efforts. Authorities remind all drivers to exercise caution at intersections and always check for oncoming traffic to prevent crashes. And the northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County remain closed as of the latest update at 9:55 a.m. on Friday, following a possible road rage shooting near the northbound I-675 exit. Michigan State Police 3rd District via their X platform indicated that the freeway closure extends from the Holland Road M-146 interchange to the southern I-675 interchanges, with the incident occurring at exit 150, the off-ramp to north I-675 to downtown Saginaw. While details are still limited, authorities have confirmed the incident to ABC 12, suggesting a potential shooting. Speculation on social media platforms suggests that Saginaw County Dispatch received reports of a male individual discovered bleeding with no pulse and a bullet hole in his car door. Additionally, complaints have surfaced on social media with individuals reporting being stuck on I-75 for over an hour due to the closure. The investigation is ongoing and further updates are anticipated. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Have you been thinking about a new home purchase or an upgrade to your existing home, garage, or cottage that could be rolled into a new mortgage? This is Mary Dom, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we work with you to help make your dream of home ownership a reality. We have a quick, easy online application process that only takes a few minutes. After you submit the application, you will get an instant answer based on the information you provide. One of our experienced mortgage lenders will reach out to you to discuss the next steps. Our mortgage lenders will meet with you in person or chat with you over the phone to answer any questions that you may have and to assist you through the process. You won't have to wait days to speak with a lender. We pride ourselves on providing the excellent customer service you deserve. We have helped many customers realize their dream of homeownership. Let us help you. Call us toll-free at 866-862-3113 or stop by one of our local offices or apply online at www.thumb.bank. We look forward to helping you. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mary Dom, NMLS number 490488. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Thumb Community Health Partnership is extending its collection drive for Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Lapeer counties. You can make a difference by contributing cash donations or dropping off personal care essentials at any of their four convenience locations, Huron, Lapeer, and Sanilac County Health Departments, and at the Great Start Enrichment Center in Tuscola County. Alternatively, you can purchase items off an Amazon wish list for organizations across the Thumb area, such as Thumb Blessing Boxes, which is available on thumbhealth.org and the full written article on thumbnet.net. Contributions of personal care items and essentials are welcome until June 15th, with distribution to charitable organizations scheduled thereafter. Examples of donation items include, but are not limited to, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, undergarments, sanitary products, diapers, sunscreen, and unopened over-the-counter medications. No matter how or where you choose to donate, your contribution can make a significant difference in brightening lives and fostering positive change. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to reflect on the various factors that are impacting our mental well-being. Here are four of the major influences. One, our current events. Now, in a 2022 study, 73% of Americans reported feeling overwhelmed by the number of crises happening around the world. Constant exposure to news about conflict, natural disasters, and political turmoil can heighten anxiety and stress, making it crucial to find ways to manage our news consumption. Number two is loneliness. Now, loneliness significantly increases the risk of developing anxiety and depression. Research also indicates that chronic loneliness can shorten lifespan. Building and maintaining social connections, whether through family, friends, or community groups, is vital for mental health. Number three is technology. Our constant access to social media can lead to FOMO, which is the fear of missing out. It can also lead to depression. It can reduce self-esteem and burnout. It's important to set boundaries with technology use, such as designated screen-free times, to mitigate these negative effects. Number four are social drivers. Social drivers include the conditions in which we live, work, and play. Factors like financial stability, education, and community support heavily influence our mental health. Addressing these social determinants through community programs and policies can lead to better mental health outcomes for everyone. Taking the time to understand and address these factors can help improve our mental health and overall well-being. And now let's focus on strategies to enhance our mental well-being. Here are four steps to take to enhance your mental well-being. You can take action, which is what we're doing right now, you guys. We are advocating for causes that matter so that we can be incredibly therapeutic. Whether it's volunteering, participating in community activities, or supporting social movements, taking action can provide a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Number two is finding support. Building a support system is crucial for mental health. Lean on friends, family, community spaces, or professional therapy. Having people to talk to and share experience with can make a significant difference in managing stress and anxiety. Number three is setting boundaries. Creating a healthier relationship with technology is essential. Limit your screen time and designate tech-free periods during your day. This can help reduce the negative impacts of constant connectivity and social media use, such as FOMO and burnout. Number four is developing skills. Invest time in figuring out the best coping skills to manage your feelings. Techniques such as mindfulness, meditation, and stress management exercises can help you maintain emotional balance and resilience. You can explore free Mental Health Month resources and learn more at Mental Health America's website. It's mhanational.org/May. You can find that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. Taking proactive steps to improve your mental health can lead to a happier, more balanced life. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Get ready for the best prices of the year on mattresses and adjustable bases at Ashley and Bad Axe. This weekend is your last chance to get unbelievable prices on top name mattresses in all sizes and all firmness levels. Shop under the big top in the parking lot this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for prices you can't beat. Twins start at just $99, queens available for $199, $299, and $399. King mattresses start at just $499, adjustable bases start at just $599. This sale is limited to inventory on hand, so shop early for best selection. This weekend is a perfect time to replace your mattress in your master bedroom, kids room, guest room, or at the cottage. Same day pickup and go, or fast professional delivery available. Don't miss the best mattress prices and widest selection of the year at Ashley and Bad Axe this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hurry in, these deals end when the tent closes at 4 p.m. on Sunday.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. Severe thunderstorms have hit southeastern Texas for the second time this month, and Houston's mayor says at least four people are dead. There have also been windows blown out of high-rise buildings, downed trees, and power outages for more than 850,000 customers. Flights were briefly grounded at Houston's two major airports on Thursday. The storm system moved through swiftly, but flood watches and warnings remained for Houston and areas to the east. Heavy storms slammed the region during the first week of May, leading to numerous high-water rescues, including some from the rooftops of flooded homes. And two House committees have moved ahead with contempt charges against Attorney General Merrick Garland for refusing to turn over audio from President Joe Biden's interview with a special counsel. The votes Thursday follow the White House's decision to block the release of the recording earlier in the day. The House Judiciary and Oversight and Accountability Committees voted along party lines to advance an effort to hold Garland in contempt. But the timing of any action by the full House and the willingness of the U.S. Attorney's Office to act on the referral remain uncertain. A transcript of the interview shows Biden struggling to recall some dates and occasionally confusing some details about having deep recall in other areas. And former President Donald Trump has attended his son's high school graduation in Florida on a day off from his New York hush money trial and is heading to Minnesota for a Republican fundraiser. Trump attended his son Barron's graduation Friday with his wife Melina Trump and her father. Trump is using part of the day granted by the trial judge for the graduation to campaign in Minnesota. No Republican presidential campaign has won Minnesota since Richard Nixon in 1972, but Trump came close to flipping the state in 2016 when he fell 1.5 percentage points short of Democrat Hillary Clinton. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. By Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinulac, and Bay Counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Sailor is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. And we do have several obituaries to report this afternoon. Virginia M. Bushway, a 75-year-old Pigeon, passed away on Tuesday, May 15th. Funeral services for Ginny Bushway will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And Clarence Fibrance passed away Monday, May 13th, peacefully in his home at the age of 77. Visitation will be held on Friday, May 31st from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will follow after the service at Colfax Township Cemetery. The family of Clarence Fibrance will hold a luncheon to follow at Wilcox Park. Memorials may be offered to the family in care of Robin Fibrance. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Laverne E. Shemka, age 91, of Bloomfield Township, Port Hope, went to be with the Lord and our Savior on Wednesday, May 15th. A massive Christian burial will be held on Monday, May 20th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Rapson. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, May 19th from 1 until 8 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe, or Monday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. A combined Knights of Columbus and the Daughters of Isabella Rosary will be offered on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home. If you wish to offer your condolences to Laverne Shemka's family, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com, and you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.